Okay, so in the first few sifim in Tafnun Aleph, we find the different pratim of how to properly perform libun and hagala, the different types of libun, different types of hagala. And emes, the shayrish hadvarim, starts in the Torah and Kuf Chaf Aleph that we all saw. And the shayla there is like this, that we know from the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah that Kabbalah Chapaltai. The only thing that we find referred to in the Mishnah about Kabbalah Chapaltai is on a besug of Hechsher. If it was Es Asher Lehagel, Yagel. Es Asher Darcher Lelabin, Yelabin. So on the Sug Hechsher, that's clear that we have this cloud called Kabbalah Kachpalte, which was Pashas not said by Liban. We'll get back to that maybe. So the Shaila becomes though, what about within each Sug of Hechsher, there's many different Dargas. Liban could mean a very weak flame, a weak fire, a weak burning of the Kli, or very strong. Hagala could mean a lot of things. You know, different times that were Bolei Aliday. The Mishnah says, if it's derech l'hagel yagel, what does the yagel mean? It means al yidei mayim reiskin. Mayim reiskin could be kol many different oifanim. Kli rishin, kli sheni, kli rishin could be on the fire, off the fire, hot, not hot. So the question is, it's mefurish in the Mishnah that we have to be medakdei kibol kachpolto on the sug of hechsher. But within each sug hechsher, do we have to be makbid that it was at least as hot as the tsura that sug was done in? Meaning, if it's a kli rishin, as hot as that kli rishin, the way it came in, it has to go out. Or no, any shame kli rishin will be enough to take out any kli rishin, and any kli sheni, any kli sheni. So this seems to be a machlokes rishonim. The Torah in Kuf Chaf Aleph seems to bring two sheets about this. The first sheet of the Torah brings is that la'olam it's mashma that anything that was nivla al yedei a kli rishon, you need a kli rishon to be magal. So what does it mean a kli rishon to be magal? Anything shame kli rishon olav, meaning even if it was nivla kli rishon al ha'esh, and I want to go and be magal by sticking it into a kli rishon shalo al gabi ha'esh, l'chayr it's still a kli rishon. So in Mela, Kli Rishon, Kimlu L'Chazal, Kli Rishon is Maitzi the Bliyas from Kli Rishon. So even though this Kli Rishon is not as hot, it will still work. Now, this Shita, to a certain extent, is Pasha and Chula Kuliyam, that's what we've been pointing out for a while already, because Lesman the Polik, that if you have Bli Aliday boiling Shemin, and boiling Shemin is much hotter than boiling water could get, and Afal Pikin, we know that Taka, to a certain extent, Kimluhu, that when something hits a certain heat, it will take care of something, even if it was nivla much hotter. The question here is different types of sugim, meaning on the ash to off the ash, with resichus, with bubbles, without boiling and not boiling. That's where the question becomes, do we have to be medaktik? So the first sheet the Torah brings it, no, you don't have to be medaktik, and then the Torah says, no, that yeshaimrim, that la'olam, if it was nivla al yedei klirishin, that was on the fire. You cannot do hagala in a klirishin off the fire. And says the Torah, meaning, that yes, we have to be medakdik, that the klal of Kabbalah Kachpalta is not just the same sug hechsher, but rather within each sug, you have to check to make sure it's the same surah, that it was as hot as the bliya. So a mice like this, Elvi pointed out, reminded us of the Shita Saramban and Avodah Zarah and Dalam Beis, that there is a tzad to say that once you take the pot off the fire, it's a klisheni. So then it's pasha. If a kli was nivla ayidei kli rishon on the fire, and off the fire is a klisheni, it's pasha. You can't be magbed off the fire. That's pasha. Lafi the Ramban is something to talk about. And the Ramban points that out over there in Ayin Dalam. But Lamaisa, it's mavur in the tour that's not what he's bothered by. The hachi mistaver of the tour is not because he has a tzad, it's a klisheni. Lo'olam we don't pass in the Ramban, and the Goyin points out that the Ramban is a big doichik in the Yerushalmi, and the whole issue is, like the Beis Yosef points out, that the Svaras HaMachlokes is this Nakuda. How far do we take the Cheshbon and the Dikduk of Kabbalah Kachpolta? Does it mean generally the same Sug Hechsher? Does it mean you have to be Medaktik B'Yosef, and that's a Machlokes Yishonim? And the Torah brings it as two sheetas, really as a Stam V'Yesh. But he says on the second sheet of Hachim Mistavir that you have to talk be makbir, that at least if something was on the Eish, that it has to, you have to do Hagala on the Eish also, and you can't do in a Kli Rishon Shulah Gabi Eish. So again, like we said, though, it means what we mean, the hakpad of this shita is that it should be in the same tzura. Al ha'esh, al ha'esh. Klisheni, klisheni. Iri, iri. It does not mean to say that you have to measure the temperature. Because like our mashal from Shemin, and even if it wasn't from Shemin, if something was boiling a little bit, something was boiling much higher, it might be a few degrees hotter. Once it's the same tzura of al ha'esh with ma'aler sichas, that's for sure going to be enough. We're not nasatu dverch l'shurim to measure each pot. Okay, so how do we pass them? How do we pass in this machlokes? It's a very important shayla. So the ma'aser in Kuf Chaf Aleph Shulchan Aruch Hasasim. I don't think there's any remez to how we pass in at least in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Torah says Hachim Mistavir. So the ma'aser like this: if you open up Shulchan Aruch in Tafnun Aleph Siv Gimel, so it's mashma kaimel on the hakam. What does Shulchan Aruch say in Tafnun Aleph Gimel? He says sakinim need hagala. What's hagala? Hagala is a klirishon. What's a klirishon? Klirishon nikar shetichu boi ma'im ala ish. Afilo ina ata ala ish. Rakshu den reisech. As long as it's still reisech, but even if it's not on the ish, it's okay. And he's talking about being magal, something like kipshuta, stimas dvarav, even something that was was Nivla, Allah, because it's in Shem Kodesh and Allah. Nazay Zokt, the Steichemer. Steichemer, it's in Chelik Zayin, on page 367, over there. So he says that in the Chanam, that's the sheet of the Machaber, is to pass in like the first sheet in the Torah. And in the Chanam, we're talking Mekel. That's Kipshuto, if you read this Machaber Kipshuto. Now, nice like this. Oh. So Maisa Mishra Brura in Tafnun Aleph already, in Tif Hei. So basically the Mechaber in Tif Gimel tells us this Yisai, that a Kli Rishon, even Shalag HaBeish Kli Rishon. Then in Tif Hei, the Mechaber Pashat speaks out the column of Kibbalah Kach Polta. He says, if it's a Kli Rishon, Kli Rishon. Im Tashvishim Kli Sheni, Kli Sheni. If it's with Eroi, do Hagal with Eroi. So the Mishra Brura in Tif Katan Lamed Vav says, like this, on the halacha that if it's a Kli Rishon, you have to do Kli Rishon. So what's the Seichemet saying? Say, what's a Kli Rishon? Go look in Tziv Gimel, it's a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, Tziv Gimel, Tziv Shalag HaBeish. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Lamed Vav. L'dasa yesh oimrim hamuva b'tur yeredeya kuf chaf alef. The dabar she tashmishu b'Kli Rishon al eish, achsher gam kim Kli Rishon al oimer eitz al eish dafka. So says the Mishnah Berurah, who aden hacha. And in parentheses, he quotes that this is from Pri Chodesh and Kivege. So, mashma, that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, achmir over here. And he's saying that he's quoting the second Shita, and he's saying you have to be Machmer.
What did the Mishra say in Sif Gimel?
Nothing. Sif Gimel just has that whole pilp about Sakinim, because there's various steers in Sakinim. Oh! 1 second. So that's Lachayr, we're going to have to say some kind of chilak. The Mishra Brura, the Mishra Brura and Sif Hei just sends to this Torah, but what happened to Sif Gimel? So the Maisa, we already found the other day in the Daikachuvah. And Daikachuvah and Sif Katan Memtes in Kuf Chaf Aleph. So he brings the Magen Avram on Sif Gimel. On Sif Gimel, where it says it could be Loya Gabe Eish, Lamais the Magen Avram there just says Yatzel Ledes. Just Yatzel Ledes, Shalag Gabe Eish, as long as Yatzel Ledes, it's okay. And the Daki Chufa points out, you know, there's a Taz in Tzadik Dalit, Sif Katan Beis, that says that the Mayim has to be Malar Sichus.
It's funny, he goes all the way to the Taz.
As opposed to Tafnum Beis?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. I'm not sure if that's right. We'll see. Enchanam. So Lamais the Daki Chufa brings there from a Sefer Shurish Miyakov, that Enchanami, Loilam, don't bring a Rai from Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is talking about Sakinim. And Sakinim Maisa is Rav Tashmishon Al Yidei what? Not Al Yidei Eish, not even Al Yidei, maybe a Kli Rishon, maybe in Davar Gush, or to cut a Kli Rishon Shalag HaBeish Eish, to mix something Shalag HaBeish Eish. So since Rav, so the heter of Sif Gimel is a special kula bitzir of the fact that knives that are called Rav Tashmishon are not in a Milo Rishich, not in a Kli Rishon Shalag HaBeish Eish, so Mele were Mekel to do Agala even if it's not an Eish. But generally speaking, the regular, when the Mechaber stells back the Klal of Kedah Sapalte, why? Because of Yisro. Why?
Mechaber's Machmer.
Oh, right. That would help us. Right. And even, okay, if they don't, even for the Ramah, Maisel Ramah is slicing him over there, but it could be Bitsir of the fact that it's Maisel, even the Ramah's Machmer, the Chatkila from Yitash Misha. Right.
That's not so crazy,
yeah, because we're right. Yeah. Depends how you mark the Rav Tashmisha. Oh. So Maisel, this is what we say on Daik Yitshuva, but Maisel Achakach Matzazit, a Metziah. And it's in this Shulchan Aruch over here. If you look in the Kiveger HaSholim, in the Ein HaGillion over there, so it's really, Reb Kiveger makes his point right. Not just a Daki Chuv. Kiveger. Tana Leiki. Zoktim Kiveger, on Sif Hei, you have to be Machshav Kli Rishon. Says Reb Kiveger, Hainu Ba'oida Eimer Aloish. Kivon De Tashmishon De Kaaf Ula Hagis B'Kdeira Ba'oida Aloish. Kamash Kasa B'Taz, if got now. V'ktsas Kosha, Kivon De Mechaber Kasa B'Siv Gimel, V'Kli Rishon Nikra V'Chulei, V'Afilo Eina At Aloish. Says Reb Kiveger, Zeu B'Sakinim, D'Rav Tashmishu L'Achtich Tavar Reiseach, Shalaya Gabe Ish, V'Havali L'Farish Kan. Tagolos Kapois B'Kli Rishon Agabe Ish. So, Kiveger's bothered. Zoktim Kiveger Pasha, that's Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. Sif Gimel is talking about Sakinim, Rav Tashmishu Shalaya Gabe Ish. Sif Hei is talking about Kapos, which is Ala Ish. And so, but Kiveger says, I'm a little bit bothered that I'm the first one, says Reb Kiveger, that has to point out in Sif Hei that this Hagol of Sif Hei has to be Al Ha'ish. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah does it also. He quotes the Torah in Kuf Chafal. It is a bit interesting, and that's why the Steichemet does have a point. That we're saying a very nice chiluk, and we're importing Kuf Chafal from saying Sif Hei is different than Sif Gimel. Actually, the Steichemet has a point. If you just read Shulchan Aruch, you know, Baal Batish, the Chayra, it's Taka, Shtekel Mashma, that the Iker is like the day of Rishayna, and that Hagolah works even in a Kli Rishon, which is a weaker Kli Rishon than the Bliyas happened in. But okay, Azei Zok Daki Chuvin, Azei Zok Kiveger, that's Pashat, that Loilam, you have to be Remachma. It's coming from Lashon HaTur, that's all. The Lashon HaTur, by Sakinin, is the same thing. Yeah, yeah. Exactly, that's the problem. And it's a problem, because the Torah in Kuf Chafal brings the Shtekel Torah in Tofnav, doesn't say anything about this Machlokes, about the different types of Kli Rishon yet, so it's a problem. So the emphasis is Mistama, if you look in the Stechemet, Mistama he's learning that when Sif Gimel, the Torah said, Shalag Abish, he's referring back to the Machalikas of Kuf Chafalf, and he's saying that we pass in that it works until you're Neichas to these Chilukim that the Achranim are saying between a Teirbal and not a Teirbal. Okay, so this is the, I'm sorry, of Rav Tashmisha, not Rav Tashmisha. So that's Rav Kiviger's Chilk. The Maisa, the Graz, in Tafnun Aleph, in Sifkot and Chafei, so he's Machalik differently. He also brings this machlokes. He reads the machlokes, the Torah, the two shitas, whether you need dafka al gabi ish or not al gabi ish. Does the klirishon have to be the same type of klirishon or can it be any klirishon? And he says that you have to be, you should be machmir. And he says the reason why by sakinim and by pesach, he can make lechat chila is not because like Rabbi Kivi Egan and the Daki Juba because of Rav Tashmisha, but because of the other kula of hilchas pesach, because of a terabola. Says because of the tzir of a terabala, even though the machaber shlokem machmir terabala for isura bala by chametz and the ramaz shlokem machmir, but ma'ase zok there he points to that tzir of that additional tzir.
The machaber holds Rav Tashmisha. The machaber stuck learning isura bala.
What?
The machaber passes Rav Tashmisha. So isn't he stuck to learn the chametz isura bala?
No, lav dafka. We pointed that out last week because it could be that even though you don't have a gemara that says that, but it could be misara. Even if you don't have a gemara which is a makar to say isura. Terabola could be misora. There's a tzad say terabola. I think there's a mishnah. The mishnah brings of kanyu test. I think also mashma like it said. It could be there's a tzad in the veld that you could have both kulas. So says the gemara is telling me the het of rei tash misha and stam. I'll say sura terabola yesh ladun. Stam misora. Okay. Now what are you asking?
How does that work?
Yeah, terabola doesn't help you for.
No. So the question is, terabola just takes you down. You're asking a terabola takes you down from liban to hagola. But here we're talking about something that needs hagola. We're just saying it's a.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying whatever head you're going to say by second, you can say the same heter by calf. They're both a terabola. I don't understand. What's the chiluk between gimel and hay?
No chiluk.
So he's not learning like this.
Yeah. Meaning not like he's saying. Talk to Graz. I don't have to make any kimtas in Shulchan Aruch. That which it says in Hilchas Pesach of Gimel, I read like the Stechemik Kipshuta, it applies to Sifhei also. Because all Hilchas Pesach can be Mekel.
Right, so really, but by Isser and Kuchel, he'd be Machmir.
Right, that's the point. But in the Chanami, if Chaps and Nafkemino, that according to Kiveger, you have to, even by Pesach, you have to be Machmir if it's only Mekel because of Rav Tashmisha, but if it's Rav Tashmisha, all day is. Yeah, that's an Nafkemino. So the Graz says, by Pesach, you can be Mekel. Now, Chaim's still asking, how does that, it's not so posh that this really makes any sense. I mean, it makes sense, but because the heter of heter bala means when a chayt chadar can leave hagola, but hagola to hagola doesn't work. So Alamaya, the Graz understood, yeah, that b'cholayfen when a chayt chadar. Yeah, I'll read you the Graz. Can I just read you this Graz? B'yesh ayim shkol. Shkol said that the chaim is kliyishin shir kliyishin itzal ish tarch lagilo gan ala ish. Yeah. So the Graz, aval b'chametz afilu l'chadchil yishlis mechal svar rishayne, the first sheet in the tour that you could use a shvacher at the end of chafei, a shvacher of klirishin, shahre yeshay mishafil kem shishtam shvur chametz aidei or bilvad mayas bem hagol b'klirishin, lach shavi ru min ha'esh. Meaning he's like, some sheetahs hold that it's a terabala, that even something that went in with esh mamish, you could do hagola shalol agabe esh. So it's up there, l'gabe zeh, certainly you could use it. Any hetera bala,
the Gemara says a hetera bala you could do hagala,
right?
Lo ala ish, even though the liban of Ada was ala ish.
I mean, lafi the sheetahs that helps lo agav ish.
Right, lafi the sheetahs that you could do hagala lo agav ish. It's coming in a case.
Even in a case of a hetera bala when it was bala aide, or lafi the sheetahs of a hetera bala, right? So, okay, so he's saying it's the same aside. Just like you go from liban to hagala, I'm just saying, he's saying, even though Zakhtar Graz, I'm machmir b'derech klal, that you need a stronger klirishin, you need klirishin bli al-ish, hagal ish. But here, we have the tziruf of, we're at Tatera Bala, we could read a chayz chadar. Yeah, what's if up? So that you have a het of Rav Tashmisha, and it's also Pesach, so it's a terabala.
Is that why?
More kal than what? Takes time. He's just being makel here. Kabbalah kachbalta that could eat you. Now,
is
So this is the Graz is chilek. So bein whether we're saying the chilek is a kolistika heter across Hilchos Pesach that hetera bala, you could always do the shvachra type of agala. Bein lefir b'kiv eger that no, even in Pesach we're machmer just when it is taka reif tashmisha, not all day ish, now you can be magal shalei gabe ish. So, but either way, it comes out that the Pesachim are assuming that in Issev Heter, by Blias Isser, we're talking Machmer, the Hagala has to be with a Klirishin Al Ha'esh. When it was Bala Al Ha'esh, it has to be Klirishin Al Ha'esh. And that's what the Chaznish says. The Chaznish, Kedarka Bakoydish, without, you know, sometimes without bringing a Makar, he brings the Machlaikis, and Simon Memdal, Sifkan Bez, and Yerdea. He says, Batur, there's two Deas, Kaimlom Machmer. He doesn't point out that, you know, like Pash Shulchan Aruch is cool. Okay, he says, Vada Pasha Kaimlom Machmer, Maisi quotes Shumas Adeshin. Shumas Adeshin, and we'll see this other Rishonim from Tachnu Bez, that the Lashonis of Kam Rishonim is that you need Malvabuis, you need Mamish to be bubbling and boiling, and like that, that's Pasha that we pass in like that Cheetah. And then he also, you know, refers to the point that when it's a Terabala, we have various coolas. Okay. So this is the chumrah that we're saying that really we're machmer like the second sheet in the Torah that however the klirishin the bliyas went in, that's how the gala goes out. And by Pesach we have kulas, either a kula of a terabala or a kula of Rav Tashmisha. But lemaisa, the only thing that we find that we have to be machmer that if the bliya was al yaday the fire, then the hagala also has to be dafkin klirishin al yaday the fire. The only chumrah we find is that the hagala has to at least match the bliya. But lo imotzinu that the Hagola has to be better than the Bliya. Meaning, if the Bliya went in Shalaya Gabeish, or the Bliya. If the Bliya went in and clear Shalaya Gabeish, then of course you could be Makal to do Hagola Shalaya Gabeish. If it went in a lower dagger, you do it with a lower dagger. So the Chaznish points us out in that Shtek over there in Sefgan Beis. What's his Makar? Very simple. Tafnan. Kipshuto, it's very simple. Tafnan Alf Sefei. What's it saying, Tafnan Alf Sefei? Klisheni, Klisheni. Iroi, Iroi. Says the Chaznish. Just like in the dargas of Kalim, Klirishin
Kishen. He's learning that it's equal. Everything is equal, meaning when it says Klirishin. Yeah. It means Klirishin either Alayish.
Right. The same Chilukim.
Whatever you want to say. Exactly. Instead of saying the Stimus is either way, he's saying, whichever way you want to touch it, that's
yeah.
The way it'll be.
Yeah. Ba saw some Limlun Mafurish that what's Mafurish and Tafnan Afsefe is that you make these Chilukim, Klisheni, Klisheni, Ira, Ira. So who had then Klirishin Shalagabesh will work for Klirishin Shalagabesh? Then any Klirishin will help. Chanami. Chanami. Right. Okay, so that's what the Chaznish says, and the Chaznish is Metzayin to a Chak Yankiv in Tafnun Beis of Katan Zayin. The Chak Yankiv, they're very interesting. He's talking there about a minig that, not minig, the place can be really calling it a takala. That what happens at Pesach, people have a lot of kelim to be makshir. So they boil up a big cauldron, and the water's pumping away, or you know, like these communal hagalas. So you get online, and he's boiling it up. The first few people put in keli after keli, 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 what happens? The water cools off. And Zagda, you see people going, they keep more and more, they keep putting in more kelim. You have to wait till the resichas, my resichas again. And Zagda, people are not my resichas. He says, Chagankiv, I have a limitzchus. So for whatever reason, I don't know why this is the Matthias, but he says, Chagankiv, the Matthias was that the kelim that they were being magal were kelim that were not used al-gabia eish with my resichas al-gabia eish. And the Meila Zagda, that's what they're being samichan. They're being samichan that other shita, which Mekar Din is okay. And that's his limitzchus on the people who are being magal when you don't have malava voice. And this is a big enough kamina.
They just cooked it.
No, it was boiling, but when you start putting kelim in, oh yeah, I don't know what kind of kelim he's talking about. I don't know if he's talking about it. Let's just don for a second what we know about. Okay, yeah. So I'm just saying, look, what we know. Sometimes you go to these hagola stations every Pesach, and you see the taka, the water could cool down. Less, you know, really, so really, avada we should be machmer because the kelim very likely were used ala esh. The hagola should be ala esh when it's maler sichos. But lamaisa, if it cooled off a little bit, let's say a person has a pot and they're doing hagol in a pot for Pesach, so it'll be taller in the b'kiva eger and the grass. The feeder b'kiva eger when you go to do magol your pot on erev Pesach and the water's not as hot as it and it's not really maler sichus, it's no good because we're talking about a pot. Reif tashmish al eish, according to the grass, it's a bala. So it still has a shame klirishin. We're going to get a minute into the issue of Malar Sichos.
Right, why are you saying whoever said that? They're both Al Ha'esh. Even if it's not Malar Sichos, it's
okay,
Al-A-H.
So I'm saying it cooled off to the point where it's not Malar Sichos. Okay, you're right.
It's still Al Ha'esh. Well, that's not what we're talking about now.
So I'm jumping around a little bit. So you're saying that even though it's a colder klirishin, who said you need? Okay, so the Chaznish points this out, and that's what we're going to see now in a minute. That L'chayr, that's another gvul that where we draw a line. That there's a difference between... you know, when you put a klirishon al esh, it doesn't automatically become a klirishon. It's still cold until it heats up, heats up, heats up. Until what point? At what point does it become a klirishon gummer? So the mashmos is
Normally, certainly Yatzeledes.
Okay, but let's in a chanami. I want to get into that in 1 minute. So I just want to point out that Moshe in a tshuva in Chelakal Simtamech is mavur that no, lechatchil it's not true. Lechatchil you have to have malar sichas, no matter how it was. Meaning any kli rishon, any kli that needs hagala, but kli rishon, even whether it was kli rishon, shalaya gabi eish, ala eish, yeah resichos, nish resichos, chatchila, it has to be done ala eish with resichos no matter what. So in the Sefer Golas Kalim, in Perek Yigimel, ha'ar reishchav, so he says, tzarchina, where Moshe got this from? Taka, b'chayra, ad kan dvarenu, taka, shtaka tzarchin, the Sefer Golas Kalim. Stam has a whole ha'ar under Moshe. So I don't know where Moshe got this from. Who said that if there's a lechatchila, we're getting a lechatchila? Chayr shteitar that there's a machlokes if you can use a kli rishon that's on a lower darga than magal a higher darga. Let's say we're machmer, we're mekel pesach chilukim, whatever it is, but we're only machmer ad kedei that it's on the same level. But no one ever required that the hagala be stronger than the blia. So let's just get something straight. What does it mean exactly that we say? When you put a klirishon on the ish, it doesn't call klirishon miyad, it has to heat up, it has to boil up. So what does it mean? So lemaisa, if you look in Tafnun Beis, so the lashon of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch over there, is that in order to make a pot ready for hagala, you have to put the klirishon on the ish, it has to be mala resichos, it has to be reischim, you have to make sure that the mayim is adayim reischim, some kind of lashon of resichos, which simply understood means boiling. Now, b'chayra, that tanai that it has to be boiling mamish, that's the tanai for the kli rishon, which is the ultimate kli rishon, which is the kli rishon which is necessary when you need a hagal of a kli rishon al gabi aish. But anytime you have the kula to do hagal and a kli rishon shalei al gabi aish, and you don't require this higher darga of kli rishon, the chare included in that is you don't need ma'alur sichas, you don't need to be boiling. Because kayodua, in the mitzvahs in the world, when you take a pot off the fire, it's no longer boiling. Chare. Yeah, so lochayr, that's what the Chabar is talking about here. He's talking about the ultimate klirishon, that if you want to be magal something that was al ha'esh and reif tashmish al ha'esh, you have to do a proper agala, so it has to be mal resichus. The problem is that if you look in the different lashonis in the poiskim, it's talking not mashma like that. Now the graz in Tofnan Aleph, in Sif Yudalid, in Sif Kotin Yudalid in the graz, and he's talking there about the kula of being magal shaloy al gabi ha'esh. So he says you could be magal shal gabe ish, but b'tnai im hamayin shebesoichoy hein adayin roischin dahainu shemalin resicha k'moshis bar b'simin tofnu beis. So he's talking about the kula of ala ish shalay ala ish. He says fine, that's one thing, ala ish shalay ala ish. But what it says in tofnu beis, you need mal resichos. That's a vada you need. There's no kula in that. Meaning now, certainly we all understand that the water has to be hot. It certainly has to be atzaleda. Says the graz, no, it has to be more than that. It has to be mal resichos. Now, kipshuta is very difficult because the mitzias, at least of our pots, maybe the pots of bismanehim were a little bit different. The mitzias of our pots, you take it off, 1 second later, no more bubbles. The boiling stops miyad. So, l'chayra, I thought to say that the lashon of mal resichos maybe doesn't mamish mean bubbling and boiling over. Mal resichos means the hevel, the steam. Or coming out of a pot, it's very hot. The problem is that l'chayra, it's a shtickle nister from the graz himself. The graz in Tofnun Beis on that halacha in Tofnun Beis of Resichas. So the graz there says, Tzarech li zoher, shiyu amayim malin resicha, dehainu avabuois, v'chule, shahagola einu ela bereischin shemalin avabuois, loshen agraz. So the chayra shteta on graz, that the pirish of resichas and reischin is mal avabuois, mamish bubble. So, and the maisa, the Mishnah Berurah also, on Tzif Gimel and Tofnun Aleph, on the halacha that you could do it off the fire, yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Levush Esrad, and he says you could do a go off the fire, Sif Gimel Sakina, you could do it off the fire, but make sure you amayim malin resicha. Can you come on, Tim in Tafnun Beis? And in Tafnun Beis, at least the grass is lahedit means avabuos. Some Rishonim over there say lahedit means there's an ugger in terms of Eshin, say it's avabuos. So lachar means over here also avabuos. And vasep is avabuos off the fire. Lachar, it's not shaykh. So unless we'll be mechalik that over there resichas meant. And that was to do a proper hagala for a kli that needed hagala agabe ish, like the day of shni in the Torah, that you need a proper hagala. Their ataka means avabuas gemuras, means mamish bubbling. that which it says when off the fire needs resichos, it means that it's kainer, it mayner resichos. It means that it's still being ma'ala hevel, I mean steam, but maybe not bubbling mamish. Shtigl doichak. Could be we have to say something along these lines. But as I, so I think we do talk have to say something along these lines, but maybe we could understand even a little better. You should take it off the fire?
It's like 4 or 5, yeah. So 4 seconds.
Yeah, maybe, yeah,
maybe
time.
Like
I think so.
But I did a big pan on Vesa,
4 or 5 seconds. Few seconds, yeah. So, I saw someone try to say like that. Maybe that's what it means. Off the fire, that it works only for those 3 seconds.
But even then, when you put something in it,
it cools,
cools
off.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not a problem. Can we have to see that? It doesn't have to be boiling after the pot's in there, just while you're putting the pot in there.
But the second you put it in, it cools off.
Okay, but Emes is Kipshuta, once you take it off the fire, even if it's mamish kochen away, after mamish a few seconds, under 5 seconds, the resichus is gone and the chayit's tzorchin. So Elamai, maybe it'll be mechag, meaning resichus, doesn't mean mamish resichus, it's still epis shver, because the graz, the chayit told us the taich resichus is avabuis. So, the chayit, we can say like this, that Elamaisa, we already pointed out that this nakuda that you need reislin and mala avabuas are not poil hagala. They're not poil. It's not the avabuas that are poil the blias from the kli. Avabuas, after all, are just air bubbles from the water turning into gas. What? Just a simin. Like Yonason pointed out, he showed us from Abelski that hagatz mecha. You know, they have hechitim, so you can't get boiling water much when it's not so hot in a vacuum. Air pressure, v'chulei. What? Different types of liquids. Alcohol, Belsky mentions over there, Cesar Belsky, that in the Avada, we have to be makbid gomer, that anytime they use a kuntz to get the water to bubble and boil at a much lower temperature, that Avada doesn't work. Avadorim pshutin. It's not the bubbles that are poil the hagola. The bubbles are a simen that we have reached the maximum heat of water. At the maximum heat, certainly, whatever went in with water, whatever went in with the liquid, is going to come out of liquid. At which degree of heat? The maximum degree of heat, which is Malar Sichus. So, being that that's the case, and being that we're saying that Me'ikra Din, at least in Shai Surim or Machmir, that a Kli Rishon that you do Hagala in has to be as good as the Kli Rishon that the Blias happened in, Ala Esh has to be Ala Esh. Off the Esh, you can do off the Esh. Iri Iri, Klisheni Klisheni. So, it could be that Lamai said like this, that on the Esh, the Pesachim said, listen, we can't be Nasata Derech L'Shirin. Each time you're going to check how the Blias went on the Esh. So on the Esh, Ma'alav Habuis, Ma'alav Habuis, that's it. That's the end of the line. Then it becomes a gas. So any time it was Ala Esh, there was a Blia with water on the Esh, then you have to have the maximum of that Surah, which is Blias Ala Esh. So up to Zokta Pesachim maybe, that off the fire, so we have to know how hot it is. Now, that's the thing. Maybe after Yad Soledes, maybe more than Yad Soledes, it's Shtikam Asad V'Chashurim. So maybe all the place can mean is, it has to be that when you took it off the fire, it was Mamish Ma'al Avabuos. It was in a Matzav Ma'al Avabuos. And in a Chanami, if right afterwards, for the next Chesvas, I don't know this year, but even if it cools off a little bit, you know, obviously in 1 second, it stops boiling. So it's not the pshat that you have to put it in while it's still Ma'al Avabuos. But rather, you have to know that at least as you took it off the fire, it was Mamish and Matzav Ma'al Avabuos. And now it's off the fire. We know that this water, as heat reached the maximum heat, you don't have to be chayshish that the blias went in at a higher level. Because maybe, once we know that the blias happened in a Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Esh, so we know that there was a certain chaim it could have reached, and not more. So, but how do we know how much? Maybe the blias went in when it was, you know, 20 degrees hotter than Yad Soledes, and then you can do Hagola in 10 degrees less. So say Chazal, say the Poeskim, say the Rishonim, make sure it's Ma'al Avabuos, which means the second you take it off the fire, it has to be Ma'al Avabuos. So you know that this water is Mamish at the maximum heat. And then as long as it maintains that heat in a general sense, yeah, Ma'al Resichas, maybe it doesn't mean Mamish bubbles, it means the steam, whatever it is. So I'm just saying, even if he the graz, that he types it Resichas means Avabuos, it means you have to see that it was at that level. That even if you take it off the fire, it went down a little bit, that's okay, because we know that this is the mice of the maximum heat of a Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Esh. And just like the blias happened at such a maximum heat, so who had been the haflota, agol, happened at such a maximum heat. Now in the Chanami, the graz has a lushan in Tufnun Beis. He says, when he's talking about hagol on the fire, you have to put the kli in while it is still bubbling.
I'm saying, too.
Yes, I'm saying that could be. That akuda is only for Al-Gabi-ish. That which you have to put it in while it's a dayin va'abeya, while the bubbles are still happening, again, that's because we're saying lechumra, that the Torah requires that the kli, the hagala be azavi the blia. So al ha'esh, the blia yitachan happened when it was ma'al v'buz, you have to put the kli when it's ma'al v'buz. Off the esh, We don't know. So Chazal weren't going to tell you to go take a thermometer and measure each time. So you know what they said? They said, make sure it's still Roseach. So it's Mal Roseach. I mean, you took it off the fire, it's mamish boiling. And then it's still at that Dargo, it's Mal Roseach, even though it's not mamish bubbling. And that's enough for the Dargo of Klibish and Shalag Abiyesh. Now, I'm just saying, Lefi Advarim Ma'elu, so there's no Hasag, there's no Ha'ar B'chal and Ramayisha. I'm saying, Kach is the bar from Yishonim and from the Shulchan Aruch and Tafnum Beis. That's the whole idea of Malar Sichas. The whole idea of Malar Sichas is really Me'ein a Migdar Milsa, Me'ein a Siyog, to make sure that you have the hottest maximum possible heat of this type of Hagala. So Aloh Eish, Malar V'buas Mamish. Off the Eish, it was Mamish, just Reseach, was just boiling, and it stops boiling, that's just enough. But it could be all this is b'teiras siyog and migdibils, because we're not going to be nesaz v'chshurin each time to measure. So he said each thing has to be the maximum heat. So keep it consistent. That's what Meisha is saying. Meisha says, like you pointed out, read Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Tafna Beis? Doesn't make no chilukim. How this that way? How hot it was when it was blaya. There's two chilukim. Alo esh off the esh. But either one says the graz and says the mishmur. It has to be malar resichus. Frek the hagolach kim. What do you mean? We know. Why do you need it to be hotter than it was? So in the Chanami, that's in terms of mesuyim dikel ways. Doing Hagala on the Eish, off the Eish, Irui, Klisheni. But don't start making shtiklach Torah chilukim in how hot the water is. That's when Nisach Mishrim, that's going to come to Takala. So on the Alzeh Nemar says of Moshe, there's all Chatchila, which come on first in Shulchan Aruch. Alzeh Nemar Lachatchila, that in terms of the heat of the water, it always has to be Kol Makom Kvimashu, the hottest possible thing. On the fire, bubbles. Off the fire, Mam is just below bubbling. So that could be Yepes where Moshe was coming from. That's, I think, part of the whole Havana in this Malav Habuz. Because anyway, like we pointed out, Malav Habuz, B'chlal, the whole thing, B'sharsha, is really a simon, not a sibur. What do you say?
Yatzeletus wouldn't be good. So I'm saying, so it's Shleya Reish, even then they
yes, this is a problem. See, the Magen Avraham says Yatzeletus. Yeah, it's much slower. L'chanami. So I'm just saying, that Magen Avraham, Kobi will have to come on to the other Torah. That's because, yeah, that Magen Avraham is by Sakinim. And by Sakinim, you have other Hatirim called Rav Tashmisha. It could be talk about Rav Tashmisha or Rav Tera Bala. Yeah, so I'm saying, Kipshutai, we're saying the Kula is for Shalag Abayish. Now, Shalag Abayish, we have a Hakpada that has to be Malar Sichas. So what's the Magen Avraham? Where does he get off saying Yatzel Adis? So it could be by Hatera Bala, or even more with the Tzidruf of Pesach, that's Hatera Bala, or Rav Tashmisha, when Rav Tashmisha was Taka in a Dover Gush, says Rav Kivager. It wasn't Bechlawa on the Ish, wasn't even in the Klerish, it was a Dover Gush. So it could be there's more Makam, more, even more Makam Makam.
The Mishnah Berurah and the Graz are not going with
Right. So something is still Shlugam Modna, because I think Magen Avraham himself, we have a Tafnim Beis. So am I? Maybe the Magen Avraham was Machalik. Maybe the Magen Avraham held that Shlug Abish. I mean, not like Kol Dvareinu, right? It could be the Magen Avraham's Taka different Shita. Meaning, and Tafnim Beis will say that's for the special Hagol of Allah Ish. But off the Ish, all these Dukum I'm saying, Mr. Brewer and the Graz, the Magen Avraham didn't hold of it. Okay, so. I just want to discuss the Kolam of Liba and then speak some Halacha Maisa, but I'll just point out one thing that's just Nogea to this Chalik, is the famous Shaila Moshe Tshuvabat and Yeridea Gimel Nunches, the Shaila of kashering a dishwasher. And a dishwasher doesn't get to Rsichus, it's a Kli Rishon, it's Al Gabi Eish, Toldos Eish, whatever it is, it's some kind of Guf Chimum in there, but Maisa doesn't get to boiling. So Ramesha takes on for Davar Pasha that the Etzem over there, different Pratim, Ein Sham, Be'evim, Lubim, whatever it is. The Etzem Ramesha takes on, the Kipshuta, and this Ramesha says in that other Chuvah about the steam in Aleph Sabach, that Ramesha, Alwal takes on, that Me'ikra Din, it's Takanov, Kibbal Kachpal, as long as you know it was Epis a little, at least as hot or a little hotter to make sure that it was a little hotter than the way the Blias went in, the Blias will go out. That's the Klav of Kibbal Kachpal. And what we're saying now, it's the Malar Sichus, could be that's the Hanagal of Chatkila, which Ramesha is referring to. Okay, that's in terms of Agala.
There's another Hakpada, meaning if it was not bubbling.
When it went in?
Yeah, it was, let's say it was
Al-Aish,
not bubbling.
So says Rav Moshe, there, Me'ikra Din, as long as, if you know it was, let's say, 170 degrees Fahrenheit, and now it's 180, Me'ikra Din, it's fine.
But if it's 160, it's not okay?
If it's less? Yes, yeah, so
why is temperature? I thought we just said temperature doesn't matter. Like a muscle, you said by oil. Oil gets hotter than water, no? I don't know, I'm not...
No, so that's what I'm saying. The kula of shemen is what I'm saying like this. Kim luhula chazal, that once you hit the maximum heat of water, I'll find something hotter. The maximum heat of water takes out all bleas. You want to say that... So the question is, what about something that went in on a higher level view. No,
I just thought it was
saying,
where
you're going to draw the line.
Right, that's what I thought the chiluk was bubbling versus not bubbling.
Here, so this seems to be machlekes, because the Magen Avraham Taka seems to be makel b'chiyak gavni, says Yatzeladis.
Is there such a thing that if it went in 120, you have to make sure it's at 120?
The place can, Meister assumes that, and Rebelski in the Shulchan Alevi's Taka, he says yes, you zicher have to make sure it's a little bit hotter. It could be totally in mamish these shitas. Because you're right. If either Magen Avraham says Yatzeladis. No, Reishchen, I think that's pasha, that takes out everything. It's pashim mavur everywhere. Questions like this shayla mamish. Says the Magen Avraham, Yad Tzeladis is enough. What if it went in more than Yad Tzeladis? It's Chayim Magen Avraham saying mamish like you're saying. Chayami, lo mishaneh.
No, the point of the sheet that Ala Eish does not need Ala Eish.
It's pashim does it. Yeah. I'm saying, but even according to the sheet that's machmir, that Ala Eish needs Ala Eish. But says the Magen Avraham, but Shalai Ala Eish doesn't need Ala Eish. Meaning, if you learn the Magen Avraham like the other Achrayim, that's a special case where it's very tashmish al jagab ish. So then, do you have to make sure it was at least hotter than when it went in? L'chayr says the Magen Avraham, no. L'chayr, and that's why he goes to. So where to draw the line? At the minimum of Yad Tzeladis. What does the Graz in Mishnah Berurah learn? Taker. Make sure that it's for sure hotter than, at least as hotter or hotter than it was when it went in. How to do that? By getting it just underneath Reishchen. I think that's Mamash, these two Shitas. Do you say that it's just there's a certain tzura called loyal gabesh as the Magen Avraham? Yeah, Yatzeladis, that's the minimum. It'll take care of everything until Allah ish. That's this tzura. Says the Mishnah Berurah and says the Graz. No. In order to ensure that it was hotter than the way it went in, we only allow this tzura when it was just beneath the level of Reishchen. That's a chur of the machlekes. Okay, so this is Lagabi Hagolah. Now, in Sif Dalid, so the Machaber here in Sif Dalid is being Machmir, that Chametz is Yisura Bala, and Mela, anything that went in with Ur, that's the Mishnah says, it's the Derech Halabner, Lilabin, that anything that got Nivla, Shaloy Al Yidei, an Emtsoi of a liquid, but rather straight through fire, through heat, so then that's Machayab Libun. So what is Libun? So the Machaber in Sif Dalid says, Libun is actually Unitzot says Nitzin Mehen, that sparks are flying. So now this Lashon does not appear in Talmud Bavli, as far as I'm aware, but certainly not in our sugya in Avodah Zarah. This is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the sugya in the end of Avodah Zarah, also in the Yerushalmi in the end of Avodah Zarah. So the Yerushalmi there by Libun Chomer describes it as Nitzitz Nitzin. The Lashon of the Bavli is actually Tashar Klipasim. Until somehow the Klip of the Kli, some kind of Chelik of the Kli is coming off. So Maisa of the Prima Gadim, in the end of Tafnum Beis, has a little bit of a little conscious over there, a little shtickle called Seder Hagalas Kelim. And there the Prima Gadim says these are the same Shia. That who said? Yes, there's an Eshkol, right there. There's an Eshkol, there's a Ruah Tzimash like that, yeah. Prima Gadim Taka says that it's the same Shir of Nitzitzis Nitzin or Tashash Klipasin. Now, the Maisa, Bizman Hazeh, both of these are very difficult to understand. Because Bizman Hazeh, you take a fork, you take a Kli, you take something, you mamish torch it till it's mamish a coal. You're not going to see sparks flying, you're not going to see layers of the Kli shedding from the Kli. You will not see that unless you have some kind of very strange Kli. So,
different paths,
different Zachen. So, Maisa, they looked around in some of the Svarim, so they say a different company has been. One Hezber, they tie in the maybe, is that their Kalim were not compressed well. So a lot of air pockets. A lot of pockets and air pockets. And that could be, al derech what we understand, there's a thing called bleus. There were really things, nivla, in the little cracks and crevices inside the kli. Now it was up there that the cracks and crevices would fill up with schmutz. And when you went to do libun, what happens when you torch something? It turns coals, becomes chamim. So the food inside the cracks became chamim, and when you torch it, the sparks start flying off those coals. That's what happens when bizmanehem, you know, we compressed the, there probably is still some microscopic air pockets, but lamaisa, it's much less. You don't really have a shtiklech of food inside your clip. One hezbar. Another hezbar I saw is that their metal was very much impure. It was filled with all other kinds of tyrovis of other minim, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but other things other than metal. And that caused impurities to burn and to spark, similar, whether it was food or whether other impurities, but that's what caused the fire and the sparking. Shenkin Arkelim are much purer metal, so maybe you don't see the sparks flying. Okay. Yeah, whatever it is, Be'ezah Eifin, you want to say it, L'maisa, what is it, Bizmanehem? So L'maisa, the there's a Tshuvas Maimini in the end of Machalas Asuras, in the Rambam Machalas Asuras, in the end of Machalas Asuras, there's a Tshuvas Maimini over there. So in Simon Hay there, he has a whole Tshuva about Libun. And the Maisa are very interesting. So there's a whole shayla over there, how hot it has to get for Libun. So they say, the Rishonim there, Tshuvas Maimini does this sometimes, so they say that they asked the wives of the Rishonim. So it says they asked Miriam Bas Bito Yishal Rebbeinu Shlomo, the granddaughter of Rashi, and Lamaisa, the Tshuvas Maimini brings there that they asked Maras Miriam Eishas Doidi Rebbeinu Tam. They asked Rebbeinu Tam's wife, knew how to do Liban, you know, all the women took care of the kitchen, it means they did the Liban also. So there it says that Rebbeinu Tam's wife, she did Liban Achetes Adin. Meaning Liban, it's Achet Lelabin, Lelabinoi, meaning it turns like an ember, like a glowing fire. So either white or red, I think, Aramet, if you leave it on a fire for long enough, it becomes like a red glowing, changes colors, Bekitzer. It turns whatever color it'll be, but it comes like a see-through or more of a color, a reddish see-through glowing ember type of color. So they say when it gets to that darga, then you could assume that Liban is done. Now, what darga does that come? So the number I saw, I didn't test it at home. You know, like Kaufman once told us, he tested it with a fork, it got red hot. I don't know if he tested the temperature. Nice, they say it has to be very hot, something like 450 degrees Celsius. How much is 450 Celsius? It's about 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, something like that. Something like that. Berch 1,000 degrees in American numbers.
Burns on your stove gets hot.
Right. So yes, I think, right. So, I think he like put it and he covered it like so that it would like trap the heat. And perhaps you need a special dosage. The mice of his manana, the only thing that they say mamash accomplishes, leave on chomer, kipshutoi, without a blowtorch, is a self cleaning oven. They say it gets to something like 1,000 plus degrees Fahrenheit. That taka of tiny is yotze zayin, even though there's no sparks in there. And clear, there's no click that's coming off of your oven.
FLP can. Even your coils on your portable
stove top,
the coils usually glow.
Oh. They
got that hot.
So those coils is a Liban, right?
You turn
that's
them all
the
way, they glow red.
Right. That metal has gotten to a dargo of Liban, right?
Or if you have an oven where the coils are exposed, you know, especially when you're trying to self-clean, you have seen
like in a toaster oven, the coils
right.
get very hot.
Yeah, or in a toaster oven, right?
Okay, so that's Pachas Yoyser, the shear of Liban Chomer. Says the Ramon Siv Dalid, where the Machaber comes and he's Machmir, that you need Liban Chomer for a Kli Chomets, that you're being Machshir, Kli Chomets, that I was Alidei Or, so you need Liban Chomer. Says the Ramon, no, Yesh Mekilim, that you could do a, Ramon's Machmir L'Chatchil, but Yesh Mekilim, that you could do a different type of Liban. What's the type of Liban that? That you make it hot enough that if you cut a piece of cash to the outside of the Kli, piece of straw, it'll burn the piece of straw. And that's what we refer to as Liban Kal. So if you look in the Paiskim, Kipshuta, what's the Ramon referring to? So Kipshuta is coming from the Mordechai. The Mordechai said, Afanemes Liban Chomer, Avadan is Liban Chomer, and told me it's in the much higher Darga. Kash Nisra, if they say, is much less. Let's say if we're saying this is 1,000 degrees, maybe it's like 600 degrees or so, the time it'll be a shear of Kash Nisra. I don't know. It's probably around here, probably depends on a lot of factors, type of metal, the type of cash, type of paper, whatever it is. But we're talking about Pachas Yoyser, we're talking about 1,000 degrees, the Umas about 600 degrees. So where do you get this hatter from? So the Mordechai says already, the Mordechai says Liban Chomer, but he says fine, that's Liban Chomer, but something gets a Teira Bala, says the Mordechai. And really Meikra then would be enough to do Hagala. Now Hagala is a different type of Hechsher, it's a Hechsher that's Maflet the Blias. It's up there. If you do this type of Liban Kal, that you get it hot enough that it would be burn the Kash from the outside, that's at least on a Darga of Hagala. So Kipshuta, that's what the Paiskim understand, that's what the Ramah means. Ramah means, Avada, that's Liban Chomer. I'm saying something else. What I'm saying really is that there's Yesh Mekilim, that Chometz on Pesach is a Teira Bala. Really, it only requires Hagala. So maybe we can get away with Liban Ka.
Very simple. But that is still going to only be an Isruf. You can't do Liban Mitzvah.
Yes, even though there's a Prima Gadlam somewhere that Taka is stopping how Liban Ka works, but Kipshuta, it's still a pool of Srefa, and that's what it's doing. What?
I didn't know there's Svara there.
Why Liban Kal? Yeah.
Over there he's talking about where you can't get in the stuck.
Okay. So it's not just for Ba'in, you're saying?
For Ba'in, yeah, burn it at a lower temperature.
Right. It's also for Ba'in. Right.
Nice of
the Magen Avraham is saying that it's also Machshir the whole Kli, though. Not just the Ba'in, it's also Machshir the Blias in the Kli. For the Ba'in, if I push it, Liban Kal works, you just have to burn
the
Kli.
No, because the Ramah says you have to do Gal after. He's saying you're only doing that on the.
Not in addition. In addition?
Yeah.
No. Siftal, that's also, it's two different cases. On the ratio of the Mechaber, he says, Yesh Mekilim, and Nislav, and Kochash, Kash Nisref, right? The first case is Kash Nisref, right? So that will work. So now, Maisa Zay, L'chayr, this Prat in the Ramah is a little bit easier to deal with, but it's schwer, because in Sifir Alf, Machvas, there the Mechaber says, the Mechaber is Mekel, Machlok is Machvas, I'll get into now, Mechaber is Mekel, you can do Hagala. Says the Ramah, Yesh Machmirim, for Machmir to do Liban. And then the Ramah says, Liban Kal, Kash Nisref. What's the Chumr? There's no chumra. All Liban is as the Liban Kal is just a replacement for Hagala. So what's the chumra?
It says
But the Mordechai does it better.
It says Afilu Yosef, but I'm saying, as far as we know, in Hilchus Heksher Kalim, there's something called Liban and something called Hagola. So by Machmas, there's a Machlokes Yishonim whether it needs Liban or Hagola. So the Machaber was Makel, like the Sheet that needs Hagola. And the Machaber, and the Ramas passionately Machmer. If you read Machmer, they need Liban.
Everybody says Liban calls at least as good as Hagola.
Yeah, yeah, at least as good. It's not better.
The exact same thing.
Okay, so what's the Chumrah? Okay, so you're saying it's opposite. The Ramah made up his own Chumrah.
Something slightly better than Hagola.
Why do you need something? What's the Chumrah, though? I'm saying if you're ready Machmer, doesn't need Liban Chumrah. Because Machluk is Russian Rashba. Machluk is Russian Rashba, is you need Liban or Hagola. So you're saying the Ramah made up his own Chumrah. So it's up to Prima Gadim that it's not pshat in the Ramah that Liban Kal is the Mordechai. Says the Prima Gadim on the spot, Sifkon Chav Beis Yashal Avram, that the Ramah means the Sheet of Agos Maimini, which is the other Sheet of Born Beis Yosef, that really Agos Maimini holds that Liban Kal does haste Liban, because no more Furj Gemara, okay, we have a Furj Gemara, it says Nitzin, Hashas Klipasan, but how the Rishonim turned that into whatever Hagol, whatever Liban they turned it into, says that the Mashmas Hagos Maimini is this Liban isn't good enough for all Liban. So Akhtar, the Ramah is Makel with a Tziruf, that you could be yoytzezayin a Liban Chomer with that Liban. So this is the Prima Gondim's reason why Liban Kal is better than Hagola. Because it's better than Hagola al Pidin. Because it's a tzad in Rishonim that Liban Kal is really yoytzezayin Liban Chomer, because that's just the Sheet of Liban Chomer. There's no, you know, the Gemara wouldn't have a term called Liban Kal Liban Chomer. But this Liban is really yoytzezayin all the Sheetas. And Zakhtar, the Mechaber is really Makel. And the Ramah's Makel, anytime either you have a tzir of a Vatera Bala or you have some kind of Chumra that really Makel, then you don't need Liban. So we'll see. This is an important Nakuda that. We have the Chayyur Ramah that says that Liban Kal is also Tziruf, but even that the Emes we need a Liban Chamer to be done.
Is that, would this type of Liban Kal works for Harris? Could it, if you have a terrible, are we Chayyish Lef Dom Paka? Do we know?
I forget about Dom Paka. I'm worried about Lo Yitzhi Deifnei. I'm not sure it's going to get it.
Regular Liban would take out.
Regular Liban works.
I'm saying maybe Liban Kal also does.
I do not have a rye. If we're assuming it's on the Darg of Hagola, I assume it does not. It's not hot enough to burn all the beliefs.
So maybe
Cheres, which is Bulea so much.
So we don't find that anyone's Michael to be Semichan by a Terabala. We need Hagola to do this type of
thing. Terabala doesn't help with Cheres, right? Unless you have unless you're Machsul the Kivshin, unless you have some kind of a threat. So okay, so that's what the Ramah is saying. So that's what the Prima is pointing out. The Ramah here is really pointing out there's a nacha kula called of Liban Kal that there's really a tzad that it's yotze Liban Chomer. Fine. So what is the shear of Liban Kal? So he said the point where it's kash nisraf, they say something berach 300 degrees Celsius, 600 berach Fahrenheit. So the problem is like this, and this is a similar problem. And it's Chayr Napa Mikra, a similar problem that we had by Hagala, the different shiurim of Malar Sichus or Yad Seledas. So we find the same problem over here, that Kash Nisraf is it's hot, you know, it's not Liban Chomer, but it's very hot, it's 500-600 degrees Fahrenheit. The problem is, if you look in the Magen Avram, Tzivkot and Chav Zayin, and he says that the shear of Liban Kal is the point that you can't touch the outside of the Kli. It's Yad Seledas, the outside of the Kli. And the emes is, if we remember what we saw in the Beis Yosef, when the Beis Yosef quoted the Mordechai, did not say Kash Nisraf. The Mordechai is the one who introduced us to the idea of Liban Chomer and Liban Kal. So Liban Chomer, he said, is Taisus Nitzim, whatever it is. What did he say about Liban Kal? He said, Yad Tzor Ledes Mishnei Evareha. Comes Yad Tzor Ledes on both sides. Now, Yad Tzor Ledes, Shemoshe, Shalmazan, and all kinds of Shitas in the Ninth of the Boys game. It's 40 degrees Celsius, 50 degrees Celsius, 70, says Shemoshe. Yeah, Berach 170, 180, whatever it is. That's Yad Tzor Ledes. We're talking a few hundred degrees colder than Kash Nisraf.
As mentioned, my pasket the hot reads my cook.
Yeah, so that's right. So every time you cook, it's Liban Kal. So this is a problem. So Maisa, there's two mahalchim in Achrenim. The Graz in Tofton Aleph, Sukkot in Tezayin, and Sukkot in Yates. So Graz says in Enachanami, Meikra Din, really something that only needs Hagala, which is the pool of Aflata. So really, it's enough to heat up the metal that it's Yad Seledes Mishnei Evareha. And L'chumra, we require Kash Nisraf. That's just like a Shir L'chumra, to make sure you got it. That's what the Graz says. Prima Gadim, the Ish L'Avram, Sifkan Chav Zayin, and also in the Mishpat Zayin, in the end of Tufnu Beis, in that Seder Hagol over there. So he says, it's similar that we find that by Hagol there's two dargos, Al-Ish, L'Agav Ish. So there, Huadin, there's two dargos of Liban Kal. And he says that which the Magen Avraham is allowing, saying that libun kal, which works in place of hagalah. So it depends which hagalah you're taking place of. Hagalah, if it requires hagalah from shaloy al gabi aish, that wasn't ishtab al gabi aish, so you have to replace, when you have to replace that hagalah with libun kal, that's enough to have yatzlez from mishnei avarim. But if it was a real hagalah al aish with a resichus of the mayim and it was ganza klirishan al aish, for that the libun kal requires the higher darga of libun kal, which is kash nisraf. And that's the two daggers, right? Okay. And then there's also a tshuva, the Tveres Tzvi, Tzadik. So in his tshuva, he also has this problem. And he says a different kula, a different tziruv, that the kula of Yatzaledes, to be Yatzaledes from Yevreah, is only by Pesach because of the Teirah Bala. But Al Kapanim, okay, so this is the Zelu Umazel. The rega that every time you cook your pati klima, so it's zelu mazeh. So that's what I'm saying. Lafi de brigon, it's not, because that's what brigon is saying. It's zelu mazeh. Just like we're in machadish, that there's really two dargas of hagala, and that one cannot work for the other. Al gabe ish lo gabe ish, and maker then we really pass in the chumra. Just we have kulos on Pesach. So hu adin lagabe liban kal. You have these two dargas, and each one is to replace a different darga of hagala. Okay. So that's the basic column. We're basically out of time. So let's just discuss for a minute the shiloh of kashering ovens. Kashering ovens, microwaves. Okay, so let's see. So what happens with an oven? So an oven, you turn on the fire, you cook the food. So there's two bliyas that get into an oven. There's the bliya of the zeya, which either exists or doesn't, but the possible zeya. And then there's the bliyas of spritzing, spilling, which goes direct. Okay. So let's talk about the stuff that goes direct. So if something falls off, spritzes, okay, if it's a liquid, it's a liquid, then avadi only need hagala. Let's say something ba'in, sometimes ba'ins fall over, something dry falls over and hits the wall of the oven. So what does that require? To kasher yourself out of that. Chari liben chomer. That's mamish. Eish mamish. What? Lechatsuva. Lechatsuva. Chari, that's mamish liben chomer.
That's awesome.
So what we have to keep in mind, though, is that the derech klal, that would, if I wanted to use that daifen of my kli to cook on that daifen of kli, or to eat off the daifen of that kli, or whatever it is, so then if it was to be isser or whatever it would be, I would have to get out all the blis, we would need liban chamer. So we don't do that. We don't use the roll of the kli. So the chashash really only is that some kind of zeya from your food will schlep the bliya out of, meaning we're saying that you won't be able to kasher that without liban chamer. So I don't do liban chamer, I'm not kashering it. So there's still some bliya in there. So what do we have to be chayish? We have to be chayish that there's going to be zeh in your oven. And the zeh is going to schlep the bliya out and import it into your food. Which, okay, kayudua is a debatable thing, whether there's zeh in our ovens, depends on the oven, if you have a revealed heating element or not, whether it's dry food or wet food. But there is that is for sure a tziruf that lamaisa, it's not going to come and ask your food, because the bliya has no way to get back into your food. And that's why l'chayra, for this chash, that is going to come out of the wall and go back into food, so chash of zeya, which is shailas of zeya and naparnat. So l'chayra, there is a tzad to say that let's say I hold blasting my oven is at least liban kal, not liban chomer. If you just stop and blast the regular oven, it's not liban chomer, it doesn't get 1,000 degrees. Let's say it's liban kal. So l'chayra is a tzad to say that Lamaisa, yeah, if you get it to the maximum. Okay, yeah, so Yeshal, we're going to get to that. There could be a tzad, it's not even leaving Kaal, but might depend on how long it gets. So L'chayra what? L'chayra, you have to Yeshal then, because what are we talking about? Usually we don't cook chazer in our ovens, right? So what are we kashering it from? So let's say we're kashering it Pesach, you know, because we're talking about Isura Bala. So we have to kasher it from Chametz. So we're machmer for Isura Bala, but we know Hetera Bala is a tziruf. So you have the tziruf of Hetera Bala. Lamaisa, we have a Ramah. That even though this thing requires liban gomer, but there's a tzad that liban kal is liban gomer. That a darga liban kal really is yotzan liban gomer. And lemaisa we have also reif tashmishul l'chayra. Because the reif tashmishul, the way you use this kli tap, this kli bishul, the way it helps and aids in the cooking is derech kal through the zeya and through the recha. You don't generally spritz and use it by directly putting food on the walls of the oven. So l'chayra you also have yishlo, that nekuda needs a little bit of beer. Okay, one second. So this is all the things that are falling on it. And in terms of that, I'm just saying different tzirufim, even though me'ikra dinah requires liban chomer, but it could be l'maisa l'dina it won't require. Now, that's all l'gabi that. L'gabi the zeya certainly does not need liban chomer. Zeya is liquid. And zeya certainly will only require, at best, hagala. So first of all, like this, even things that go in mamish, very often the shayla is milchus nefleshik. It's a terebala. A terebala is always good, liben kal or hagala. And also zeh is mamish, liquid's going in. If the liquid's gonna, if the way what you have to be kasher from is liquid, then it's certainly enough to do hagala. Okay, it's very hard to be magal in oven. So the teretz is to do a liben kal. So that's what many hold, and there's a shayla about the ovens or Pesach or Stam to go from milchus to fleishiks, that yishladen, that when you're turning on when you blast it.
People are really makel for liben kal.
For what?
People are makel for liben kal. Sure.
For liben kal, yeah. To blast an oven, sure. So even though Ramosha said there's no kabbalah kachpolta, don't tell me that. Listen, this is how it went in, this is how it'll come out. It's like we spoke out, and I think the first year that there's no kipshuto, there's no kabbalah kachpolta on a pool of liban. So Mela, even here, we taco do find that even if it went in on a lower temperature, since you have to burn it out, you have to get to a higher temperature. But Lamaisa, if it reaches this is debatable, but if it reaches a temperature of Libun Kal, then Lachar, it's enough for any Hetera Bala, and it would be enough for, and then it would be a Shaila Tzir, if one Chametz Pesach, especially since we're talking about a Shaila Zeya, which is not clear it exists in oven, right? There's some place you could put Milchus and Fleishik in oven at the same time, because there's no Zeya. Lamaisa, if you're worried that it doesn't get to a Darga of Libun Kal, it's like, let's say it's 600 degrees, it's not clear, I don't think anyone has an exact science on this, but like you're saying, depending on your oven, it could be you only get to 500 degrees, maybe you need a little more than that. Again, I'm sure it's telling the types of metal, what type of enamel coating you have, v'chule. So the Maisa, one of the ages they say, I saw, is that, what are you afraid for? You're afraid for Zeya, so take a pan of water, put it in your oven, and blast it. And you're going to be machshir al-day Zeya. Since it went in al-day Zeya, you'd be machshir al-day Zeya. Who said we could say azak poil kach polta with Zeya? The Prichad said. Prichadish and Kufchafal, Sukkot and Teswav, says that just like anything that Nivla Adizeh can be Mafla Adizeh, and Azoi state in Chubis Beishloima, Yerdeh Semen Kuf Samachalv. Again, and others will say, listen, the whole Chash of Zeh is Chumras Ba'alma, so I'll be Samech that it's a Liban Kal, it's good enough for me. And without getting into it now, Maisim Mechas Yitzchak does have a Tzadalik emotion, that there is a Tzad of Kabbalah Kachpolta, even by Liban. That's another discussion. So that would also be an eight over here. Okay, Lamaisa, if you're worried, you can put the pan in and then any Zeya that went in, you'll certainly magal it out with the Zeya. And just to be Messiah, and that's the eight they say for the microwaves. Now for the microwaves, same Shaila. How do the Blias get into the walls? Through Zeya. Near the attack is a fest amount of Zeya in a microwave. So this is the same thing. Kabbalah poltoy, that's the Prichadosh. Okay, so sometimes it's a Shaila of being magal plastic. If you have a plastic wall in the microwave and others are not happy being magal plastic on Pesach, Kipshutayt and Nayazach, or even for making the whole year, Pesach and Machmer. But, okay, Yeshladim, again, Yeshladim, what your Chashashas are. What? Why are they Yes Machmer? Oh, so the problem is, what happens when something spills on the microwave? Now you have a problem. Because if something spills on the oven, so we say you can't get it out. You can't get it out with Zeya, but just do a leave and call, blast the oven, the walls get piping hot. The walls of a microwave don't get hot. Maybe they get slightly hot from the Zeya touching it. The mamish be'etzim stay cold. There's no heating element being piled on the walls, b'chal. The walls are be'etzim cold. So if I have a bliya from something that spilled, chametz, a macker, a noodle spilled on the floor of my microwave, you could be pumping Zeya in there for 3 hours, but Zeya doesn't take out a bliya that came in al-day be'ein. Since the bliya went in with
it.
Oh, so that's like the old cheres shayla. We assume that it can't machshir it, but rechayshir is going to come out. Like, Rebbeinu Tam had your taina, but we're machmir that for cheres. Cheres, we say it goes in, doesn't come out. We're afraid it's going to constantly be coming out a little bit. So you're saying, so b'chal, who says any place? Cheres is going to be enough, right? So there will be a hot enough Zeya. Sometimes you can get a big cloud of smoke, a cloud of Zeya.
Or something will touch the thing.
Or something will touch it, whatever it is, and that bliya taki can't get out. And there's no eights of Liban Kal, because the walls definitely, they get a little hot, maybe. They don't get a dark of Liban Kal, of Kashmisra, of Zichernish. So that's taka problem.
So should we clarify that microwaves you can't?
Unless you can do some kind of Hagalah, keep shooting on. Al Zen Nemar, covering it, and that's, you can take a look in the Mishnah Brurah and Tafnas, Sukkot and Kuflam Advav, when he's talking about their problem, they were putting things on top of their Tanur Beis Achayr from the whole year, they didn't have a different one. So the Mishnah Brurah speaks to me about putting different coverings, tit, matchis, eight, whatever it is. So this is the eight. So if you want to be Machshir, if you're going to be Samech on the Hachshar for Pesach, so you boil out with the Zeya, then you coat the inside layers with cardboard or something like that in the door and everything. The ceiling, there's nothing. The ceiling is talk only Zeya.
What?
Something splatters to the roof?
Yeah. Depends what you cook.
Zeya is going to take every
sauce,
cooked
tomato sauce,
your microwave
for 10 minutes.
Depends. Zeya, I have a problem with Zeya. Will be Machshir with Zeya. I'm worried about the bleeding pain. So what are you going to do with this problem? Okay, the question is, you have to be choshish that if a bli of Ba'in went into the roof, then Chara Zeir is not going to be machsha that. Okay, so Yishladin. I think what people assume, I know this is what many people do, they machsha it with the boiling thing of water, and they cover They cover the whole. It's a pre chalash beis shalom. It's also prima gadim. Prima gadim sagdal. Prima gadim is in tzadik gadalid. In tzadik gadal zikon aleph to maskel v'dak. Yes, I mean, that's another itza. If you want to be choishish for that mashu, the pre chadash is in kuf chaf aleph zikon tesva.
So you need to do both. You need to do the Zeya for the Zeya for the Plius and cover, right? The problem is you can't cover the ceiling because then you're going to block where the microwave is.
No, you could cover. We'll go through.
Don't use
tilt.
Why do you have to?